unless I'm hungry. I do this nearly every week. It's not that deep.
We hungry.
We hungry.
Yo, what's happening, people? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Roll On, Roll Off, the podcast. Back again, retired Mark, you already know. And to my left, I've got
Uncle Colo, a.k.a. Mr. Believe. You know what I'm saying? Same. To my left,
I'm munching.
This guy.
I'm hungry. We hungry. Yo, it's your main number nine. Mr. Nature Boy in the building, Mr. Ric Flair. Woo. Ooh. Trust me, roof of the net and them thing there. You're not telling me you're good.
Yeah, man. How are you, fam? Back on loan from Olympiakos.
Olympiakos.
Back on loan from Olympiakos.
I was, man. Ooh,
question. Yes. Shout out, Filthy Fellas. You don't know ball to you. You don't know ball challenge.
I don't know ball. Yeah, go on.
Two other teams in Greece. Football teams in Greece.
Galatasaray.
Shh. Oh, that's Turkey.
Yeah, that's Turkish.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
There's an A team that sticks out to me. Athkins? No. I think it's Athkins, and I don't know. There's another
so
one.
You don't know ball.
I do know, but I don't know the names.
I think you're thinking of AEK Athens.
Yeah, that's a Greek team.
Yeah.
I just don't know another one.
Panathinaikos?
Sorry, I was going to say that. Yeah, Panathinaikos. Yeah.
What's that team that's always in Europe? That Europa League. Is it POAK or something? POAK. That's a Greek team.
You know the name either, do you?
No, it's POAK. I don't know what it stands for, yeah. But it's POAK. Mm. But yeah. How was it though?
Greece was amazing. I can't even lie. It was nice. Yeah. I just wanted to chill. I didn't do nothing mad.
PJ doing up lifestyle, fam. Poolside, drinking our hands.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, bro? If you don't, you don't. Get me? But PJ doing up lifestyle, fam. Living his best life.
I try. Is it me? I work very hard, as the boys know. So I feel like I deserve, you know, to treat myself once in a while.
Why not?
But yeah, Greece was nice. I can't even lie to you. I went to Rhodes. If anyone knows about Rhodes, it's nice. I went to more of the quiet part of the island. I want to go more chill, really and truly.
Yeah.
The hotel was really nice. I can't even lie to you. I had a pool outside my room, so I didn't have to go far. It was like a recommendation. It was like a 9.5 out of 10. So yeah, it was nice, bro. Cool. It was good. It's all inclusive, but that's what they tell you. But it's not really all inclusive, bro.
What do you mean,
fam? So
it's not really all inclusive.
So it's like, so like when you go to all inclusive, you know, you got the main dining room where you go and get food and stuff like that, and then sometimes they might have like different restaurants.
Yeah.
On the campus.
Yeah.
So like I've gone to one of the restaurants there. And even though I'm all inclusive, I've paid all that money. I still got to pay on top in the restaurant.
Yeah, the restaurant's different.
No, but
the restaurant's a separate thing within the hotel.
No, but it's in the hotel.
Yeah, but it's its own separate business within the hotel.
But my thing is
the food from the hotel, like the hotel chefs, you've already paid for. That's your all inclusive.
I've gone to those restaurants, and you can still get things from the menu. If you're all inclusive.
Oh, okay.
But they only give you like two options.
Oh, you sound entitled.
I sound entitled.
Yeah, you sound entitled.
No, man.
Those restaurants in those hotels, you always have to pay for. You can book, but you always have to pay for if you're eating them. Most likely anyway.
I've been to restaurants.
But if you're going to a restaurant and they're only giving you a couple of things, that's free inclusive.
Yeah, but you can't give me like bread and sourdough as an all-inclusive.
Bread and sourdough is crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Bread and sourdough as a starter for your all-inclusive.
Get all-inclusive within.
But even with that, like they were saying, like some of them, like with all-inclusive, you will get like discount on some of them. Type of things, like, but it depends on a certain thing. So like one of them, you might get like 50% off on one. If you're all inclusive, some of you might get like 70% off of things like that. But don't tell me like two spinach dumplings I gotta pay extra €20 for, which you could have given to me. Am I being outrageous here?
I hear what you're saying. I just think,
like, for Greek salad, you're charging me €5 for, which you could have given to me on all inclusive. It's Greek salad, bro. It's lettuce and
Greek salad.
Lettuce,
olives and meaty.
That's what I'm trying to say, bro.
Like, I like Greek salad. Just take the olives out.
I got to pay extra €5 for that. You're taking the piss.
I hear. I just remember like when I went to DR.
Yeah.
There was restaurants within the hotel, but like you can book. It's free to book or whatever if you're staying within the hotel, innit? If you're coming from outside the hotel, then whatever. But
you have to pay for a reservation.
No. The reservation is free. Like if they have time slots in it.
Yeah.
But you pay for whatever you eat. or drink inside the restaurants, isn't it? But then whatever the hotel provides, so like your breakfast, lunch, dinner, that's all inclusive, isn't it? Yeah. So that's what I thought it was. But you're telling me here.
Yeah, a better menu, like, do you know what I mean? Like, come on, you can't be charging me for like Greek salad, fam. That should be it all inclusive, bro. Like, I'm not being outrageous.
You're in Greece. You should get Greek salad free.
Of course I should.
Alright, so when I go to Jamaica, yeah.
It's a special
time. So when I go to Jamaica,
when you go to
I'm expecting salt fish.
When you go to the Ryu, when you go to the Ryu in Jamaica, every single restaurant in there is free with your all inclusive.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I've been to hotels where when you're all inclusive.
That's the Ryu, though. Ryu is that's a big organization. They have Ryus all over the place. But I'm saying that's not standard practice everywhere, though. That's what I'm saying. But the Ryu, I know, like, that's. Yeah, big business.
When I was in Jamaica and I went to you could have went to the steakhouse, you could have went to the Chinese, all of them. It was all inclusive. As long as you were all inclusive, it was to your room.
That's where everyone goes, Ryu. Like, if, especially in Jamaica, I hear that a lot. Yeah. Like, people go to
scandals, though. Got scandals.
Sandals.
I think it's sandals or scandals.
Called scandal.
No, but scandals.
I think sandals. You're
talking
about
sandals. Yeah, I think it's sandals.
I've heard of sandals. Yeah.
Sandals, but it's 18 plus. That's what I like. When I go to a hotel, I just want to see adults. Kids. I don't want to see no. You know me.
I hear it.
I just don't think. I think it's just weird how you got some gal there just fully not wearing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they just wear a minimum amount of clothing. You see Harry running past. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, family hotels. Yeah, loud man. Keep them kids at home, fam. Stay somewhere else.
Trust me, like, I just think it's weird. Like, you got your battered cheeks out on the door, and you just got little Adams running by. Like, this should have been like.
What was the weather like in Greece?
Hot. It wasn't supposed to be hot, you know. So I guess God answered my prayers, fam. It wasn't supposed to be hot. So when we got there, it was 24. And it was like between 25 to 29 for like 3-4 days. And then the last 2 days that we were there, it dropped down to like 22.
Okay.
So we had a little heat wave in that little moment.
Still better than London.
I couldn't complain, bro. Greece was nice. I reckon, Amanda, we should. I'm saying, Amanda, we need to go on a trip, bro.
Nah, it's true still.
We need to go on a man's them's trip.
Our last trip was 16
or something like that.
That's poor.
We need to go on another man's them's trip, bro.
Last time we won the title was in 2016. That's poor.
Who?
Us. Last time we won the title was in 2016. I'm talking about us. There's no football analogy here, boys. I'm talking about us here.
Okay. Yeah.
2016, that's a long time. Yeah, it's like, you're overthinking it here, boys.
Three drops it, though. That's why we won the title. That's why we won the title, so you're right.
It's still. Extra time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, we need to get out of here.
We need to go on a lads trip, boy. Where we go, guys? Where we go?
That's the question, where? Because a lot of places are out of bounds.
Like what?
Ayanapa. Like, them islands, I'm not going to.
No, they don't play the music I like, so that's I'm okay with that.
I will be a granddad in Ayanapa. I'm not going to Ayanapa. You see what I'm saying?
I was going to Ayanapa.
Yeah. But I'm talking like those type of places.
Yeah, but Ibiza, people are each got Ibiza.
Ibiza is different. Ibiza is very different to those places, though.
Okay, so no party islands then, yeah? Is that what we're saying?
I mean, let's explore. Let's say, because Ibiza technically is a party island. Yeah. You can still go Ibiza and have a nice chill.
So, is this for this year or next year?
Next year.
Okay,
next
cool.
Fun.
All right, I'm saying, all right, cool. I'm excited.
But where then? We need to start brainstorming. Where are we going?
Is the Caribbean over? Is that a no?
I wouldn't say no to the Caribbean.
You say you'll never. You say you'll be back your old Jamaican heritage.
No, I wouldn't say no. But
I'm saying, you'll go audition and go next year as well.
No, but you're different Caribbean island,
isn't it? Yeah, different island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got like St. Lucia, you got
Barbados. They're places.
Barbados, St. Lucia. I'm going to Antigua, so Antigua's not in there. Well, you can go. If I'm going and I like it, I tell you that
we all need to experience that. For the first time. Is that where we haven't been?
This is going to be messy. No, Leon.
I was saying, like, if we don't want to spend that much, where in Europe can we go? Yeah.
Where in Europe? Portugal. That's, Portugal is, you can't go wrong with that.
What's that, is it Rotterdam? They have the carnival.
In Amsterdam? Carnival.
Rotterdam, I think they have a carnival. Or somewhere in Amsterdam.
That's a bit techie though. It's like UK, innit? The weather's not really, you don't know.
No, but their carnival's like in the summertime, I think. I'm not too sure, don't quote me on this, but I think at some point they do like a carnival thing. Europe, not far. Quick week, 8 to 10 days.
Yeah, bro. Listen, I'm in gas already.
You heard it here first. So whoever flops next year, then we've got receipts.
It's not me. I think it's CJ.
I'm not saying no names. I'm just saying.
Could be Marco still. You flop me this year.
I didn't flop you. I'm still going.
My ticket's
booked for Jamaica. I'm going.
You booked it for when I'm not there. How does that make sense?
No. Let's hash this out now. Cats out of the bag.
There we go. We're here at the real point.
Let's address the elephant in the room. All right, cool. So
it's a small elephant. Don't get it twisted.
Huh?
It's Dumbo.
It's not that deep. But all right, cool. So Jamaica was brought up at what? Top of the year? End of last year-ish?
Yeah, London of last year.
Yeah.
No, last year.
Last year, innit? Yeah, cool. So he was like, yeah, let's go Jamaica. You was in that conversation too. We told you to come. Everyone's involved here.
Oh, wait, we're getting there.
I already.
He kept quiet early. He opened it and closed it.
I gave the confirmation early. Listen, I'm not involved in these talks here.
No, earlier on you was.
Earlier on I was.
Preliminary.
If this was a rumble, you was the first out.
Yeah.
Over the rope.
I just walked out. I was like, this is not for me. go ahead.
So conversations happened. Negotiations happened. Mm. Like. Late last year-ish, like maybe like November times or something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. October, November times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, yeah, cool. We'll go. Dream Weekender was thrown by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about Dream Weekender.
I was going for Dream Weekender.
Cool. You was going for Dream Weekender. I wanted to go to Jamaica, period. Full stops. Like Jamaica will see me 2024.
Yeah.
It will see me regardless. So I was like, cool. Everyone said yes. Sounds good. Let's do it. But every time, not just us, this is you lot people watching as well.
Yeah.
You know when prices start getting thrown in the group chat? It's like, guys, if we put a deposit down today, it would be cheaper. Chat goes quiet. The chat goes quiet.
Tumbleweed was going past, fam.
Brother, prices, yeah, cool. Yeah, next week happens, crickets, nothing. Nothing happens.
We can't make it out of GC.
It's just not happening. So I was just like, cool, I'm going. And then CJ was like, let me just escape this conversation. I'm not gonna go because you're saving money to go back home.
I was already out by like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, by the new year, he was like, yeah, it's not me, guys.
It's not me. Enjoy your trip.
Oh yeah, so that happened.
And but then, you two were still.
But we were still definitely going. It was just figuring out where we're staying, what date we're going, and how long we're staying for. Essentially, that those are the three things that we needed to figure out.
Now the story really
begins. I told you, because we're going for Dream Weekender, so I was giving you dates.
The Dream Weekender
was the 31st of July. No, it's from the 1st of August to the 6th of August.
Yeah, so it's five days, give or take. Yeah, it's like the first week of August, basically. I checked prices, I'm not going to lie. That shit was expensive. I knew Jamaica weren't going to be cheap. We're going in August.
Yeah, I knew
it weren't going to be cheap, but god damn, yeah, like just the flight and even the hotel, just those two things alone, you're looking at about 2.5
bags. Yeah.
Right. That, remember, I still have to get tickets for Dream Weekender.
Mm-hmm.
Another bag.
No, it's not a bag.
For all the tickets, no,
buy
a bag.
No, you buy one ticket, which gets you to all the events. Which is
and
about,
how much is one ticket? In pounds.
In pounds.
It's about £500.
No. At the time, when you could have gotten it, I don't think even now it's like £500. I think it's maybe at £450 now, but originally, at the time, you could have got a ticket for like $300, which is like £280.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
All right, but again, fun.
Right. It's quite a lot of hair.
I'm still 3 bags down. Now spending money.
That's what I'm saying.
I asked him, what do you recommend? Do you like Jamaican dollars, US dollars? I'm not sure. I've not been, obviously. It's your home. What do you recommend? I was like, mixture of both. I was like, cool. I hear it. I was like, how much did you take last time you went?
Mm.
You spent what? About two
grand,
bags?
No, just on, no, grand two.
Okay,
grand
that's how two. Much you spent. But how much did you tell me we should have?
2 bags.
Brother, we're talking 5 bags here for 2 weeks. I can't do it. I said, PJ, respectfully.
Yeah, but think about it. You know, but you.
5 bags.
The only reason why I say you have 2 bags is only just in case you want to go like, unfortunately, brother, you're not the same pigmentation as man. So
yeah, no, come on, I get the pattern. So you get, no, yeah, I'm not from the island. They're gonna try and bump me. So I hear it.
So my thing is, yeah, like, say for instance, you're all inclusive, so you ain't got to really worry about food. But it's like, say for instance, we go out and like you want to go like Montego Bay, not Montego Bay, you want to go like
Negril or Chirio.
No, no, you're in Negril already. But say you want to go like
Kingston.
No, Kingston's way too far. That's like a 4.5 hour trip.
Mm.
So you like you want to go? Where is it? What's the waterfall thing called again? I'm sorry, I'm so bad.
Duns River.
Say you want to go Duns River.
I'm educating here.
I know, innit? Sorry, bro. It's been a long night.
Give me my Jamaican passport.
I'll apply for it for you, fam. Trust me. Like Duns River,
yeah. But where is Duns River?
Duns River is in Ochi.
Ochi, that's so. Sorry, yeah.
So to get to from Negril to Ochi, that's like 2.5 hours. So you got to pay someone to get there, and you got to pay for their petrol, and you got to pay for
a car for the day.
You can rent a car.
I'm saying that would have worked out cheaper. It would have worked out cheaper. Yeah,
you're right. You're absolutely right. But then. Whoever wants to go with you. So if there's six of us, all six of us have got to chip in. It would work out. I'm just saying, exactly, the two bags is just there for comfortability. Do you know what I mean? I spent like a...
Yeah, but that's where I want to go. I want to go and enjoy myself. Yeah, I want to do the tourist stuff. So I want to go see this and that. I want to go check out this, innit? I like doing that. I don't want to go to a place and just party all the time. Like, that's not what I'm there
for. Yes, I said for the first 2 weeks, we go on a grill, sit down and chill. And then in the second week, we go to my mum's yard. Which is closer to Kingston.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, okay, cool. I'm glad you said that. So that information, my bad. I've apologized to you, but
I'm okay, no, I didn't know that. You have to apologize again.
No, I did. Because when he first initially told me, yeah, he said he would go for 2 weeks. So he'll be there for Dream Weekender and he'll stay there for about another week to just chill. I was like, cool. I was like, that's fine. At that time, I still thought I was going to go Dream Weekender. Yeah. Fast forward, I'm going. But I won't be there for Dream Weekender. I'll be there for the second week, which I thought he would still be in Jamaica for.
I'll be in Jamaica, but I'll just be in the other side of the island.
Right, so it'll be like with family and whatever, innit? So I was like, all right, cool. Like, we'll still go. I just won't be there in the first week.
Yeah.
But we can still link up in the second week. But I forgot that.
That he's going to be.
I thought he'll be in the grill when Dream Weekend is for the 2 weeks.
I don't know. I don't know much money. There's no money. I don't have that much. Bro, to stay in the grill for 2 weeks, that's like 4 bags. For 2 weeks.
For Dream Weekend?
No, for Dream Weekend.
Or just standard?
No. Because it's Dream Weekend, prices go up, innit?
Yeah.
But to stay in Dream Weekend for 1 week, that's like maybe a grand and a half, maybe. And then to stay another week on top of that, that's like another bag. So... yeah, Negril. Negril would have not seen me. Negril would have not seen me, bro, for 2 weeks. I do not have Negril type of money, fam. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's peak.
So after all that, doing the maths, I said the maths ain't mathing. Not in my account, anyway. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me see what I can do here. It's like, cool. I'll miss Dream Weekend. Like, as he said, it's probably going to be expensive, at least for that first week. But afterwards, once it dies down, we'll go back to
it. And you saw in it on the price.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, what? It's how much now?
So yeah, like, cool. It's way cheaper.
So I'm going to go. I'll be in the grill from the 8th of August. I'll still have my birthday out there on the 10th. And I'll stay there for like an extra few days.
They're not going to be up there anyway. So that you can.
Yeah, they're
not going to be up there.
Yeah, they're still going to be there. But I saw and I was like, whilst we're there, because hopping from island to island is cheaper if you do it that way, especially if you want to visit another island. So going to visit St. Kitts as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in between St. Kitts and Jamaica, I'm going to be in Miami for a couple
That's
days.
That's about money, man. That's going to be about money,
think
bro.
Think about it. Those 3 trips cost a lot less than the 5 bags we was just talking about.
But it's Jamaica, man. It's only a lifetime thing.
I know. I'm still there.
So, yeah, you are.
I'm still there. Not Dream Weekend.
I'm just saying, Dream Weekend would have been a movie.
I know.
Blockbuster, bro.
You're going Dream Weekend, though.
He's not, no, man. He's not going Jamaica.
I'm not going.
Nah, let's get into this.
I'm not going.
He's not going. Full stop. He's not going.
Because my thing, even if I go when he's going, I'm still going to be on the other side of the island. And to get to Marco, it's going to take... More than a day trip.
It's not a day trip, man.
From Kingston, I'm going to be basically near Kingston.
It's about 3.5 hours. 3.5 to 4 hours.
To drive, that's just to get there. And then on my way back, I've got to leave early to get home for a good, decent time as well. Do you know what I mean? That's a long time.
Meet in the middle.
What's the middle?
You tell me, blind.
What's
from Jamaica,
what's
fam?
The middle?
I don't know. I'm asking. What is the middle?
The middle would be...
Kingston.
No. The middle would be... If you're in the grill, you'll probably be Ochi.
link up in OG then.
Yeah, can link up in OG.
That's what I'm saying. But listen, but see my point. You see my point here.
But the original plan was.
I've said my bad. Bro.
I know.
Stop going back to that. But I'm saying, if you're still going to be there, a link up can still run alive. Yeah. You don't have to come all the way to the ground. I don't have to go all to where you're staying, innit? Yeah, like, it don't have to happen. But we can still meet up. Mm. What, on my B day? I'm in Jamaica. It can run still.
What I'm saying, it can run.
That's what I'm saying. I need my bad from you, lads.
My bad for what?
I don't know. Just make it even.
It can run still.
I'm saying, we can still meet up in the middle. Like, I'm not expecting people to travel 3-4 hours to get to the other side of the island. No, let's link up in the middle and do something there. We'll find a motive in the middle.
Yeah. It can go on still.
That's what I'm saying.
You can go like, no, that's a bit too
soon. So you're going
Taboo or something like that. You could go Taboo.
You're my host.
You could go Taboo, but you can't bring never mind.
You're my host.
So you're going then.
Oh, you're an idiot. I just clocked you said. I know what Taboo is.
Taboo. If you know,
listen, all I'm saying is my ticket and my accommodation is
done.
It's done. The plane's waiting for me.
Okay.
My suitcase is in my bedroom.
Okay.
Staring at him.
It's just collecting dust right now.
What? My suitcase? My suitcase is full up. I still got clothes in there I haven't even worn. So it's not collecting dust. Give us a possibility. I can see where I'll go on. At the end of April, we can see where I'll go on.
Okay.
Because, if I set my mum's hard.
End of April?
Yeah. End of this month. Yeah. I can see where I'll go on. Because obviously, if I set my mum's yard, I ain't got to pay for accommodation.
Just got to pay for the flight.
And then bring spending money type of thing, innit? And then that day, I don't know, mate. Maybe I can try and sneak into Rio or something. I've got an idea.
It can run, man.
It can run. I just want to have a room. In Ryu. Something can be patterned. I don't know.
It can work.
I talk to the hierarchy. See the hierarchy, is it me?
Yeah, man. It can definitely happen.
It can go on though. Link up. Bro, where we going, lads?
Oh, yeah. Let's not escape from it.
So where we going?
Where we going next year? So brainstorm. Rotterdam. That's Rotterdam. That's my name. That's my destination. I'm just throwing out there.
Rotterdam.
Let's think Europe first. Let's think financially. Let's just throw Europe. And
you
then
you got like hung. No.
You say Hungary.
You could do Hungary.
Impossible.
Why not? Budapest might be a very good adventure. What's it called? Budapest, whatever. I can't remember.
Budapest,
that's it. I don't know the capital.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what's in Hungary for me.
Do you know what I mean? Budapest or. What you were saying? We're going to go to Thailand. Yo, that would be a trip.
I got in Thailand. I would never go to Thailand in life.
Why?
Why?
But they legalized it.
What?
They legalized it.
Legalized what?
Between the lines.
Come on, bruv.
Bruh. What, fam?
They legalized it, bro.
They legalized a plant.
Okay.
I'm saying that's what he's telling you.
I'm not going to Thailand. I just have no motivation to go to Thailand.
Things out there like 10p, bro. 79 pence.
I heard Thailand's a vibe still.
It's a vibe.
I've never heard anything bad about Thailand.
It's a vibe. Unless you're going to obviously backpack. If you're backpacking, then that's a different type of story. But I ain't trying to do that.
I'm
trying to live like, I'm trying to live like a king, you see me? But Thailand, am I going to go to Dubai?
Colombia.
Medellin. What's it called? Medellin.
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 Nah.
Why not?
It's too much responsibility. For me. Because I'm going to be the host.
Oh, that's why you don't.
I don't want to be hosting.
Yeah, man. That's log, fam.
Medellin. Where it's called. I said we got Thailand, fam.
I'm down to go to Thailand. I don't mind Thailand, though.
Just sleep on it. Just Google it.
It's on the table. The name's on the table.
It's on the table. You don't want to throw out ideas. Go on, throw out an idea.
Go for an idea.
I heard like Sweden's kind of decent.
I heard Sweden's decent. I've not been, though.
I need to show you, bruv.
What?
You know Elliot. What's his name? The Jamaican comedian.
Harvey Elliot? That's it. No. Is that his name? What's his first name?
No, it's a Jamaican comedian, Harvey Elliot.
Hey, his name could be Harvey.
Oh my God.
I know you're talking about.
The dress, that one, Lippy's thing. I thought his name, Delton or something like that. I can't remember his name.
It could be Harvey, fam. You never know, right? It could be Harvey.
Trust me, he went to Sweden. And he was just saying, McDonald's out there,
Yeah.
It's £25. That's just a standard meal.
What?
What? That's what 25 I said.
£25. 25 euros, you're talking
25
about.
When he converted it to his money.
£25?
Yes, bro.
For what?
For just a burger. He said the amount of money he paid for McDonald's, he should have brought a date there. He should have got a suit and tie and sat down and had a meal with a... what the fuck is going on? With a girl in that, fam. McDonald's, Sweden is expensive.
Did they pay tax in Sweden?
Sweden is expensive. That's why they don't pay tax, but everything's up.
Ah, that makes sense.
Sweden's expensive.
But they say in Sweden that they pay you well, but everything's that's expensive.
Really? Okay.
Whereas here, the pay is crap, but everything's expensive. Yeah. Whereas in Sweden, they pay you well, but everything's still expensive.
Let me try to find it. Maybe let me find it.
Sweden are not mad at. For a Europe country, I'm not mad at. I'm not mad.
It's cold. You also go to a cold country.
Yeah, we're not gonna go in December, fam. Yeah, in the summer.
All right.
But like June, like spring, June, July, August.
Fair enough. I just don't think it'll be hot. I don't think so. I think you're lying to yourself secretly. You were thinking it's gonna be hot, but I don't think it's gonna be hot.
Anywhere in Europe's hot in the summertime.
Sweden.
Yeah.
Where people go for skiing. That's where people escape the hotness to go ski. That's what they do there.
You got a point.
You know what I'm saying?
I forgot about the skiing.
That's what they go the for skiing, fam.
Alright, so
we can go to Sunday the next day is a blizzard. What then?
Yeah, man. Yeah, forget Sweden. Try again. Go again.
Where else?
I'll tell you where we're not going. We're not going. Iceland. Alright, let's remove every cold country.
Is it Iceland warm?
Nah.
Is it Iceland warm and Greenland cold? Isn't that the opposite? No. I'm sure Iceland.
I think Iceland's cold still.
Taboo.
I'm saying Rotterdam, innit?
You're saying Rotterdam?
Rotterdam Carnival. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying a Caribbean island, fam. I'm saying we go to a Caribbean island, bro.
We can do.
I'm saying Cayman Islands, Barbados, St. Lucia. Yay. Yeah, with the beach and the cocktails are strong. White.
What are you saying?
I don't mind the Caribbean island.
Where though? You gotta pick an island. Pick a country.
He's going to St. Kitts, so we can't go St. Kitts.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Nah, not St. Kitts. Maybe Barbados.
St. Kitts is
Barbados. What are you saying?
Barbados. So Lucia. I say we just put 5 in a bucket or 5 in a hat.
And pick. But what? Okay. But and who picks?
No, we pick 3. Out of the 3, innit? Like, whoever likes. And let's say you put 10 Caribbean islands in there.
Yeah.
Everyone takes out one. And then out of those 3, we just decide and we pick, like.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the best date, the best year, month to go.
But the names that can't go in the house are Jamaica.
Yeah.
Antigua. St. Kitts.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's it.
And, yeah, Barbados.
And Grenada.
Oh, yeah, you've been Grenada, innit? Yeah. I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that still. All
right. You heard it here first. So if this trip don't happen.
It's Marco.
I'm not saying no names, but if it don't happen, then we
It's not me, because I'm always down for holidays. And the man don't know.
I'm always down for holidays. It's just got to make sense.
That's in the pocket. The pocket's got to be pocketed.
No, not even that. It's, you know, got a ute.
Yeah. Dominica. You're Dominican Republic, innit?
Oh, in DR, yeah.
Yeah, so you got Dominica, Virgin Islands. Yeah, there's a long couple still.
The one that screamed out to me was probably Barbados. I've heard good things about Barbados. So Barbados.
What about Haiti?
What? Isn't there a madness going on in Haiti?
I don't know. I was putting it out there, isn't it? We've got Puerto Rico, we've got Cuba, Trinidad and Tobago.
Cuba will be good.
Trinidad and Tobago. We have translation, should be okay. They can't rob us. Obviously, I'm just translation for like, you know, I'm translation for other countries. Yeah, they got Cuba and Puerto Rico, they can't rob us. So these are my friends.
We're like, amigo. That's what these are going to be saying.
Yeah, amigo, bro. Señor, señor. Qatar, Lee.
Yeah, next year. We'll pencil it down, man.
Yeah.
We've got to fly out next year.
I'm excited. I can't. All right, let's go Montserrat. You missed that one. I got there before you.
You're sharp.
Yeah. Check to Kiko's. It's beer.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm ready. I feel like SpongeBob.
If we can put down like a deposit or some sort of payment, like by the end of this year.
Yeah, by November we can, innit? By November, I think it'll be all right. And then by the time like February, March should be paid off for, then all you lot got to worry about spending money, innit?
Yeah. June, July, August. We'll look within those dates.
Jeez.
See what I'm saying? Hey, we'll be out there for... So if we go next year, it will be your... No, it'll be your birthday. Because your birthday is...
May.
No, your birthday is in May.
Yeah.
You can go in July. You can bring Baggy. That would be hilarious. Who? Baggy.
What about him?
We should bring him.
To where? To wherever we're going?
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. I think it should be like... This should be better. It should be like 6-7 of us. 8 of us. That would be a move.
That would be messy.
8 so of messy. Us, bro. Even Max, if Max is down.
Yeah.
Guinness. Not,
if we do that, then we might as well just get a villa.
No, we need to get an AirPod. No, what's it called? An AirTag on him still.
What's an AirTag?
We need to get an AirTag on him still. Hey, I'm just saying. Yeah, we got to put an AirTag on him.
For
fam.
Real, you know.
Oh, put it in his hair or something, fam.
I mean, 2016 was a long time ago, so I don't know what he's like now.
The bruv. You know, them two together? Oh, my God.
I don't know what they're talking about, but.
Them two together.
You say it's calm. Remember, your birthday's next. We're getting a reggae brunch.
Oh yeah, we are going to reggae brunch.
So
you're getting twisted.
I'll be calm, bruv. I wouldn't be drinking water in between every time in the office.
As soon as sticks, take a shot. You can't interact it.
I'll be drinking my water bottles, babe.
That's gonna be a messy day, boy.
You need to be like a zombie when he's walking out. Ah, he's gonna be a zombie.
I'm trying to be functioning.
Nah, bro. You're gonna be.
You can't peak too early, innit?
Yeah, that's the
steady
thing.
Game.
Yeah, you're gonna be
play the game at your own pace,
brother.
It's not his pace, bro. It's not his football.
No, but
game.
I'm saying he's got to dictate the pace of the game, fam.
Says who?
He has to. Says I'm who? Saying if he wants to be cool, he has to.
Where the gaffers allow it, bro. Where the gaffers, fam.
Run. Close
the door. High press, high line.
I'll be taking walks, fam. I'll be walking around the venue.
Where's CJ? I don't know.
Man's walking like Messi on the pitch.
Messi in the toilet like this. I'm walking. Like I can't come out there, man. I can't do it.
I'll be having walkers on standby.
What is that? The 5th, innit? When is that? The 5th, 6th? When is it?
5th of May. Yeah, 5th of May, Sunday.
Isn't that Saturday?
No, 4th. Yes, it'll be on a Sunday.
So yeah, 5th of May. Yeah. What's that? 3 weeks? No, yeah. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Oh, 5th of May is in 2 weeks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5th of May, yeah, man. We'll reggae brunch. We'll do like a little vlog or vlog as much as we can.
We'll try as much as possible.
Try, get some clips and whatever.
No, everyone's record their own moment and then send it. You know how we usually do. Yeah. I got to send the things to you as well, innit? The grease ones.
Yeah, the grease ones. Yeah. Upload that up. You're finally uploading on Instagram.
Who, me?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's
yeah,
two posts in a row. Is that right?
Yeah.
Two goals like that.
Yeah, man. Two kick goals. Bam, bam. For like Aston Villa against Arsenal, you know that?
Who you trying to impress?
Who?
So who are you trying to impress?
I'm trying to be my own brand. Okay. You see me, bro? I'm trying to be my own brand.
About time.
I'm trying to be my own brand, fam. I'm trying to get myself out there, you see me? About time. Trying to make some partnerships, trying to get things going, you see me, fam? I know it's about time, innit? The vlogs will be coming soon. And trust me, this summer.
This is straight from him, you know? He's saying this. So if you don't see nothing, you know who's the message, bro.
It's an emotions already, man's posting.
I saw. But the consistency.
Yeah,
bro, don't want to be like Hoyle.
I've got another one tomorrow.
say no more.
See, I've got another one for tomorrow.
There we go.
See, up.
The shots are just flying.
It's my Donny, fam.
There's no shots, fam.
Friendly fire.
I'm just saying, you want to stay consistent.
Was the Hoyland.
He's inconsistent. My brother's not. Yeah. I say you don't want to be like him.
See what I'm
That's
saying?
Not a shot though.
It's like a backhanded compliment.
You know
what I'm
saying? Man, I'm more sensitive. I just say you don't want to be like that guy. He's on two for two right now, fam. He's on form.
On form. It's in the name.
But it's a backhand compliment.
No, he's
come on, man.
He's patched up the hole.
He's not.
You need to stop hating these narratives.
Agendas, fam.
He's done very well.
He has done well, bro.
Let's stop this,
fam. But I like it, man. Yeah, bro. Like, I'm just, I'm trying to be a modern brand and, you know, trying to get myself out there in terms of, you know, working with people. As you know, the man, I'm like, no, I'm more of the person to kind of like, kind of put myself out there and talk to people, try to get them on the pod and try and wind in our audience. Yeah, try and wind in our audience and get ourselves out there type of thing. Ask these men, I'm always messaging them, asking if I should really take the risk and talk to these people. Do you know what I mean? And like, go for it, brother. Just don't be a beg. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know the videos are like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, she can only say no.
No.
And then she starts cussing your whole life.
Trust me, fam.
DCM thing. What's his name? What's that brother's name? Was it the baby? And Coyle Ray. It might have been the book. Adrian Broner.
Adrian Broner, yeah.
He tried to think, Aquilari.
Nice, so I'll give you tickets to our fight.
I know, I think he was trying to promote his fight on her thing.
I think I thought he was trying to shoot a shot.
Yeah, I think he was
really?
Yeah.
Is that pull up to the fight?
Yeah, pull up to the fight. Yeah. Love Hart.
Adrian Broner, he's an idiot, fam. He's an idiot, bro. He had the world in his hands, fam. He had the world in his hands. He just got, I guess, too big headed or I don't know. Whatever,
money,
bro.
Man. The money and the fame.
Don't mean nothing to me.
Quite a race. She just, for no reason, fam. I don't think she needed to do that.
She's beautiful.
She didn't need to do that.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
No, she is.
What?
You don't think so?
Quite a race. Oh my God. Absolutely gorgeous. I just feel like the man them don't rate her because not you. I'm not saying you personally. I'm just saying like man them don't rate her because she ain't got no body. Because every time I see on Twitter, man them are calling her a little boy. So it's just like that's crazy to me. Like, it's childish, isn't it? Look at him.
That's childish.
I think it's childish as well. Like I just feel like that's weird. Like why would you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you not see the AI Jennifer Lopez?
Oh,
what the tick-ting?
Yeah,
I was like, there's no way.
That is her. There's no way. Not her. Bro.
Even in her prime, she weren't that thick.
Never.
Couldn't. Never.
Never.
That's like Serena Williams.
Tick. Yeah, yeah. Build, yeah. She was never like that. Never. Never. She was like a slim tick always. Slim tick, fam. Talking about,
she's done good branding because you know you used to think these people used to have like big baddies back in the day, J Lo, Fergie. Like you think raw, but
I never thought Fergie did.
I thought Fergie had a madness, fam.
J Lo did, but at the time though,
the Fergalicious, the Fergalicious time though. Like especially, you remember that one where she had the first class.
My hump, my hump.
I know what you're talking about.
My hump. That was a. We used to talk about Fergie differently still.
Yeah, I used to think raw, and then when I
look back,
that's what I thought, fam.
Then
I look back, even Trina. Trina is not really that.
Trina, good. I thought, back in the day, still.
That's what I say. Great branding, so.
It's the clothes, though, isn't it? It's the clothes and the corsets and things like that, isn't it? To make the waist look smaller and that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know Beyonce had a madness when she was a lot slimmer, but yeah, she lost that. She's more tickers everywhere now, isn't it?
It's because it's so normal to us, like with obviously BBLs and fake bum shots and all this and that. Now that we look at it back then compared to where it is now, then you're looking at it like, oh, that's minor. But back then, everything was more natural.
True, yeah.
But.
Oh, was it? As we just had allegedly. More, we didn't have access to it like we have access to it now.
Mm, allegedly. That we've mentioned. Allegedly.
That is the question.
Who knows?
To be or not to be, that is the question. Talk about AI though. Would you not think about that Drake?
I've not listened to it.
You have not heard it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the freestyle.
The one with Snoop Dogg and Tupac. That's hilarious.
I didn't listen to
it. I get what you're trying to do. It's all right. Like, it's just a freestyle because it's a freestyle.
I'm not going to lie. When I watched your reaction to the push up song, well done, lads, for that. I think that's a hilarious advert. Hilarious. I think it's fucking funny.
There was a lot to get through, man.
I'm not gonna lie, I think that push up thing wasn't even a jab. I think it was just him entering the ring. That was his theme music. Does that make sense? Knowing you're boxing and you got the entering the ring. I think that was just him entering the ring.
But
to fight. But I don't think it was a jab thrown though. I think it was very weak as a diss. But I don't think it was a diss to say, it was more like, what's your next move, big man?
Yeah. That's what I think it was as well. It's just like, okay, I've responded. Now you gotta respond. And then that's why he's now done another one where it's like, brother, what's taking so long for you to respond? Because just waiting to see what you've got.
But that's what he does though. That's what Kendrick does. He's a moment man. I actually didn't believe it, but now I believe it. I didn't believe he was a moment man, but he is a moment man. Because if it's lyrical warfare, where's your dub, fam?
Yeah, I'm getting bored of it, to be honest now. I feel like it's just gone.
But he does this a lot though, and that's what Drake's problem was. Drake was like, are you doing this for real? Or are you just doing it for the fans? Now I kind of get where, I thought Drake was just being a hater and being sensitive, but I actually kind of, I've opened my third eye and kind of be like, he does a moments thing. He's a moments man still.
But they were saying that like he might be doing an album and then he'll respond then.
That's what I'm saying, I'm bored of it now. I'm bored of it already. That's why when I heard this AI thing, I was like, I'm not even gonna listen to it, bruv.
You're not gonna listen to it. It's got some punchlines in there still, but it's still a like.
Yeah, just a little.
He's
a jab.
He's going. Oh no, he's going over the ropes. the tailor made. It's like wrestling, isn't it? I think like he's just going over the ropes now. Now he's actually in the ring.
Oh,
he's just going like that. The first one was him walking to the ring. The freestyle was him going over the ropes to get into the ring. Now he's just celebrating. You know, everyone's going, oh my god, his entry. Now he's just waiting.
I'm bored of it now.
I think this one was just like a little jab.
So then one, so what do you think about CB and Quavo? That's disrespectful.
That was crazy.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Crazy.
Women are crosses. Women are trash. You know what I'm joking? You lot are cross. She's
so
cross.
She cheated on Quavo.
Yeah.
While they were together.
But no one knew with who. Now we know with who.
Do you think that's why he left? Do you think that's why he left the elevator? Why he was trying to leave?
Maybe he's trying to leave.
Maybe he saw the text and that from CB. Like, what you want tonight?
Brother.
That's disgusting.
That's a diss. That was a diss. He said some. This ain't even like music diss. This is personal.
I hate you. I do not like you. I hate you, bro. I despise you. That's how it coming like.
Mm. Man said they sat me next to you in a fashion show. If I didn't want to fuck up my bag, I would have missed you.
How much are they offering him though?
Mills, man.
Do you think so? Because I'm not gonna
lie. Probably like sponsored him, gave him some free clothes, whatever. But it's like, you're gonna have to sit here though. It's like, I guess I can sit here for like 15 minutes.
Yes.
How long do those shows last though?
Fashion shows. 2 hours.
But they're not there like for the whole 2 hours. They're probably just there for as an appearance, isn't it?
Yeah, they're probably there for the brand. For the like the main part of
it. Exactly.
And then they go for like the after parties and things like that.
Yeah.
Type of thing, innit? But yeah, he beat Carucci, innit? So I get it, innit? So maybe he's
with Carucci now.
No, Quavo's not with Carucci, but he packed Carucci, I'm guessing.
With Quavo?
Yeah, Quavo. Because he said he beat
Quavo. Allegedly. I thought Quavo was with one of his exes now.
Who's that?
Yeah. I don't know the girl, but the girl that he's with now.
Oh, it's Chris Brown's ex. Yeah. Oh, crazy.
I don't know.
Them men are nasty anyway. They just rotate holes.
Literally.
Literally. If I was that rich and famous, I'd get me a doctor.
Sweet, wow. So she actually, that's mad.
And the thing's about
it, like, she's just laughing.
She's laughing, bro. And she's like, on Twitter, you see her Twitter? She's like, woo. She tweeted, woo, chill.
Yeah. she's owning it, but like, what does that do with me?
And then she put up another video of Megan Good saying like, even though I'm not with none of my exes, they still want me back. It's like she put a video of that, a clip of that. Yeah, sweetie, she's trash, man. Yeah, she's trash. Remember, she's trash, bro. And none of you girls have pulled her up. You see that? You know,
it's mad. But no, Chris Brown, he said some stuff that that can't be taken back.
When Quavo take off that, everyone thought it should have been you. Yo,
I don't think Quavo was even going to respond musically. I don't think he will.
Well, Chris Brown tried to move to Offset, and Offset was like, bro. Also, it was like, drop your addy. And Chris Brown's like, you know where I'm at, bro. I ain't gonna drop my addy. He's like, you're the feds, bruv. You're the feds. He's like, drop your addy, innit? Like, I'm not gonna drop my addy. You know where I'm at. Don't.
Everyone knows where Chris Brown lives, man. It's not like, if you know, you know kind of thing. Like, you ain't gotta ask a million people to find out where Chris Brown lives. He has a very loud house.
Where is it?
It's in LA. Or one of them's in LA. The one that's like graffitied up and where he did the, you know, the Go Crazy video.
Yeah.
That's his yard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lit.
He did that in COVID, didn't it? Lockdown.
Yo, how did he get away with that?
Money talks.
Money, innit?
Money talks.
Chris Brown.
Have you not watched these drink champs?
Chris Brown's
drink champ.
A while back, though.
And then he was talking about how like Ray J and all the men were there and the police came because a girl lied about him having like guns and stuff.
I don't know.
So basically like Ray J and a couple of celebrities were there doing like an event at his house or whatever, isn't it? And apparently a girl got kicked out, so she lied and said that Chris Brown had like took her hostage or something like that.
I remember it was on the news. And they had like helicopters and police outside Chris Brown's yard.
And then he was like bare celebrities that are gangsters that are running around saying they're gonna kick with the police, like, shut your bitch ass. Man up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I thought that Chris Brown might be gangster for real.
I was just gonna say some people got Chris Brown fucked up. Like, forget this R&B stuff. Like, Chris Brown's really outside from what I hear anyway, from what I see. He's really outside and he's affiliated.
What's the other one? What did he say?
Like Drake. Why do they not apply the same, bro?
I think it's different with Drake. Oh, I think Drake.
Why are we here?
I think Drake's different. I think because he's tied. I don't think Drake was in the streets. I think he's just with Jay Prince and Jay Prince is mob ties, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So I hear it. But I don't think Drake's outside. Like when you say
what, Chris Brown ain't outside.
What's
he doing outside?
Well, he's apparently you think you can vouch for him. The game. They're both Pyru.
I mean,
apparently The game was outside. Let's not do that.
I'm not saying he's not.
Yeah, but the game is.
But the fall off was crazy.
He's a bit mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
nah, it's not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
the fall off is mad.
So yeah, a guy in the game vouches for a minute and says, yeah, man, he's on shit, whatever, isn't it? But that is stupid, though. Sicko mode. We be spinning blocks till I'm dizzy. I don't believe you, bro. We be spinning blocks till we're dizzy. Nah,
shooter,
bro.
Man, part of his team,
innit? Oh, my days. But Chubbs is your shooter.
Yeah, he shoots, man.
Chubbs is
back on not nice.
Back on not.
Why am I laughing, bro?
Buck is a producer.
He's a gunman, fam. why are you laughing?
I think P Rain
came out Joe, like
P Rain. I think P Rain is definitely on. P Rain. I think P Rain is definitely on it, but I don't know, man.
Buck was one of their known goons, bruv. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, Buck. But I just I know, but I don't think Parker would do something to get himself back. I don't think Drake will allow him to do something to go back into jail.
Get like his
No, so. I agree with you. I agree.
Anyone with money can though. Like my, alright, cool. We're here now. Yeah. But my argument is that I don't think Drake is about that life. I just don't. I just think he's a man with money.
Marco, it's not even fair for him to think, because you see this guy. Yeah, this is what he said. He said he wouldn't even be surprised.
Oh, again.
If Drake came out, he was gay, he wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't.
So would that's like, so that's what I said.
They're from, from you off.
Yeah, so
from
you off. I understand
now. Would you be surprised?
Yes.
Yes.
They're from you off.
So that's what I'm saying. Now I understand who I'm talking to.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's how you have to put that into perspective.
This is my thing. I don't think.
He said if Drake threatened him, he would laugh in his face.
I would. If he was in front of my face. And he said something bad.
Like, I'll punch you up.
Yeah, I think I'd laugh.
Give me your phone, fam.
I would 1000% laugh.
Would you?
I would laugh in his face. I'll laugh in his face.
Chubbs a gun bucky real quick.
I don't know who that is. Chubbs, I'm talking about Drake.
Chubbs is his right hand man.
I'm saying in this room, head of security. If Drake walked in by himself in here and said, give me all your phones.
He's right behind you still. Are you okay?
I'm saying he walked in and he says, I want all your phones. We're wrapping him up.
With Drake?
Yeah. We're wrapping up.
I wouldn't have it from
I'm getting well, so I'm recording it. I'm getting famous.
Clout is a real thing, fam. Crazy.
Viral. But that's just my point.
Your point, his point of view.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why he's like, everything, he just keeps laughing when I say that. You know.
I just don't think he's about it. I think he knows people, cool, but anyone with money knows people.
Exactly.
That's my point.
So what's the difference? But you might know people, but the respect might not be there.
That's true.
So I think you can have money, but it doesn't give you respect.
You can, yeah, but they don't have to respect you if they're just taking your money.
Well, they do. They have to.
They don't have to respect you. It depends on how much money you're throwing at them. If you're asking someone to do something and here's, I don't know,
half a
meal or whatever, it could start a conversation.
But you have to have the respect, because they can just take your money and then
have to be that person.
Yeah, he's got too much mob ties. I'm sorry, I just don't see Drake like. Yeah,
what I'm saying. It's just like any other celebrity. So that's what I say. Just like it's like
no, but when he says I don't believe it.
So who as an artist you'd believe it?
But apart from Chris Brown, he believed P. Diddy more than he believes Drake.
Yeah.
Really, bro?
Yeah. Take bias aside. Take what's happened in the last couple months.
I wouldn't take him seriously, fam.
You wouldn't take Diddy seriously?
No way, fam.
I would.
I would not take Diddy seriously.
I would take Diddy more seriously than Drake.
I would not take him seriously, fam.
Didn't Diddy slap Drake in his face?
Yeah. He did. Years ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. I'm not even told him.
Open palm in Drake's face. What did Drake do?
But apparently he had to suckle himself after that.
Who had to?
Diddy. He had to suckle himself. I think he even apologized.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think he apologized off. I think he had to suckle himself.
It don't matter. You got open palm in your face by Diddy.
Yeah, but I can't take
the damage is done. But that's a while ago, though.
But I can't dupe you. You're a mogul.
They both are.
Yeah, my point. I can't dupe you. You're a mogul, fam. You're not someone I could just brush underneath the carpet.
You can punch him back there and then.
How do you know he slapped him and everyone jumped in? It was too late. I couldn't throw a punch.
Sounds good.
I don't know.
I don't know anymore. We weren't there. But I'm saying the facts are, you got slapped in the face. That's mad. That's crazy.
And nothing ever happened since.
Nothing ever happened since. Diddy's not been touched.
Yeah, but Diddy's never got. But I never got a song from him ever again.
Okay.
So, no, J. Cole. J. Cole.
J. Cole. J. Cole put hands on Diddy as well.
Yeah, exactly.
J. Cole put hands on Diddy.
Mm.
J. J. Cole
put Kendrick Lamar. He said it, Kendrick Lamar on a song.
Oh, is it?
Mm. For Kendrick Lamar? I didn't know that.
It's for Kendrick Lamar.
What's the beef with
J. Cole's got killers though. J. Cole got killers, 110%.
He's from North Carolina. I believe it.
He's got killers, bro. I believe it. He's got killers, 110%.
More than Drake. Yeah. I feel like Drake's one.
I think the Drake's one's not I real. Feel like
Drake's one is gangster thing. He's like, you gotta just think.
No, no. I just feel like Drake's thing is a
he's
bit
a gangster. I think Drake's on this like P Diddy thing. Like, I think the same thing.
Mob ties, isn't it?
I think Drake's on the same type of time.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
Do you know what this is? Def Jam, whoever, Universal.
Make a game.
You need to make a game.
What was that game back
Def Jam Fight for New York. Def Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a great.
Elephant Man was in there. Yeah. Sean Paul. Yeah. Nas. Yeah. Kano was in the last one. Do you remember?
Kano?
Yeah, so they had Def Jam Icon, which was the last one they made, and Kano was in it.
Is it?
Kano made it to Def Jam. So, you know, you know what I'm saying?
You lot need to put respect on Kano's name.
Oh, shit.
I always sing Kano's praises in here.
Kano was in it. But he was the only, I think he was, maybe him and someone else was on it. That was from the UK. But
probably Dizzy.
Maybe. I can't remember. But Def Jam, that fighting game.
That was a cold game.
Ahead of its time. Ahead of its time.
What was that thing on MTV, It was like an animated thing, but it was like
Celebrity Deathmatch.
That was cold. That was gruesome. That was, but it was cold. Yeah, but it was cold.
Yeah, but it wasn't with rappers though. It was more like TV personalities.
It was like, it was celebrities.
Like,
it was like
Oprah Winfrey versus Eminem, George Bush.
But that was cold.
Oh yeah. Celebrity Deathmatch was good still.
Do you remember Slamble? I think that was
I think that was on Trouble. Yeah, and there's
trampolines.
Basketball. We'll talk about this every day on Twitter, innit? Mm. Yeah.
That would be cold. They need to bring that back. I would watch that more than a lot of sports today.
Top three dads on TV.
Top three dads?
Yeah, top three TV dads. That's the word. Top three TV dads in your opinion.
Uncle Phil, number one. Phil Mitchell. No, I'm joking. Michael Cowell.
Okay.
That's what?
That's two.
Fresh Prince, Wife and Kids.
Oh, you got nervous.
I don't know, man. Dads, talk to me now.
Top three TV dads.
Rami, like, throw some shows. Throw some shows.
So what, Bill Cosby show? Bernie Mac show? Boondocks.
Never really watched Boondocks.
Granddad. No, you gotta rate Granddad. You gotta rate the Wayne brothers, the Wayne show. What's his name? He was in Friday. Witherspoon. Witherspoon.
Pops.
Oh, that's it. Pops.
Whips.
He was cold still. He was cold. I had Michael Kyle and I had Uncle Phil and then I had Flex Washington.
Flat out 101.
Yeah, flat out.
It's on Amazon. I'm watching it.
It's on Amazon.
I watch him on YouTube, you know. I just watch him on YouTube.
101 was cold.
101 was good. Trouble was a great show.
Trouble was
middle great channel. Great. Do you remember Cuts? And Marcus Houston.
The barbershop.
Hey, listen. You might not have TV like we used to have TV, man.
You don't.
You might got rubbish.
Have you seen what Cartoon Network looks like today?
It just looks like kids. It looks like CBeebies. CBeebies have invested. Yeah. It looks like CBeebies have allowed the drawers of Cartoon Network.
It's a mess. It's so dead.
They ruined Ben 10 for me. I can't lie.
Is it?
They ruined Ben 10, fam. Like, Diamond Head just looks like a rock you get from the seaside. You know the rock? Remember the rock, the candy rock from the seaside? You ever got that rock? Yeah.
That's so dead.
Yeah, like, it's a poor man candy, innit? It lasts you like 2 weeks.
It's so crap.
Yeah, like, it's like
Cartoon Network was elite.
Team Titans is now Team Titans Go. Like, oh my. Robin looks like he just plays with seashells. Robin looks like he plays with seashells. I'm telling you, brother.
What were your top Cartoon Network shows back in the day growing up?
Yeah, there's too many, bro. There's too many.
Dragon Ball Z.
You got to do some heavy hitters, like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, cold.
That scared the shit out of me, bro. Are you mad?
Bro, Courage.
Yeah, there's some episodes that were scary, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when the weather, isn't it? When it's like raining outside.
Yes, it's a bit mad, yeah.
And the dad's always cussing him. Get up! Literally, though.
Ed and Eddie is in my top three.
That's a GOAT episode. Yeah.
I think so.
It's in my top three.
It's a GOAT episode, but I don't think it'd be my top three.
Ed and Eddie's in my top three.
There's too many
Cold Name.
That's a cold one. That's cold. What? When number one turned 13, that was a sad day. It was a sad day.
I remember that.
Don't listen. Don't get me emotional.
It's not my top three.
Don't get me emotional, bro. When number one turned 13, I was upset, fam.
Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack was my top three.
Is it?
Samurai Jack's in my top three.
I used to find that.
Do you know why? Because connected to Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls was cold.
But it's not my top three. It's not my top three, though.
I would rather have it than
Samurai Jack.
Yeah, they're Samurai.
Yeah.
You have Powerpuff Girls over Samurai Jack.
100%. Sorry. Yeah.
100%. You mean,
they put in work on Mujujuju. Are you mad? You see what they did to him every week?
It's the same episode every week, fam.
Nah, man. Powerpuff Girls was cold. I'm sorry, fam.
It's the same thing every week, fam.
He's hating.
How am I hating? Samurai Jack, it was a different episode every week.
Ah, man. It was a series, bro. Powerpuff Girls, man.
I'd rather the Blue and his imaginary friends, man, to be honest.
Blue and his imaginary friend?
I was dead.
I love that show.
The foster care thing. Oh my God.
I said that.
That's just nostalgic.
That show was cold, bro. That show was cold.
It's in your top three?
No, I mean, I'd rather it than, than the thing.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know about that one.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah. And then obviously it turned to what? Tsunami? Tsunami?
What did?
Everything went to Toonami now, isn't it?
Batman.
Do you remember the Batman animated series? Because Cartoon Network. All like Samurai Jack, Batman.
They went to a different channel.
It was more kids friendly. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So like, yeah, bro. Listen, I want to go back in the time machine, fam. Let's go to the time machine,
Network
guys.
It was crazy.
It was elite, fam. It was a
great time.
Billy and Mandy.
Billy and Mandy.
Yeah, Billy and Mandy. Hey, look at
what was that? What was that other one with Cow and Chicken? Was it Cow and Chicken?
Cow and Chicken. Yeah. Do you remember Cat and Dog?
Yeah, I remember Cat and Dog.
Cat and Dog. Hey,
we'll be watching. And like, what are we talking about?
Bro? Yeah, listen. If you don't know, you don't know, bro. You never a good childhood. It's okay, fam.
Yeah, Cartoon Network was elite.
It was elite.
Shout and Showdown.
Oh me. Yeah.
I remember
Shaolin
the name.
Showdown is cold.
That's a top three.
Shaolin Showdown.
I remember. I know the name, but I just can't remember.
Raimundo became the number one thingy. Listen, Raimundo.
That was my guy.
How did Omi not become the number one thing? That's crazy to me.
I don't remember.
I know the name. It's not coming to you. You got to show me like a clip or something.
They'd like be fighting so that like certain artifacts and stuff that they'll be go. And then what happens is they both touch at the same time. Mm. Then they have a showdown in it.
Yeah, to fight.
Yeah.
So then they fight. It's like it'll be like in the alternate universe kind of thing.
Oh, Shaolin Showdown. And then he became the ultimate warrior, even though it should have been Omi, fam. Omi's been training his whole life to be the ultimate warrior.
Omi's in the name, like it's his face. That's a vile. They done a day.
Was Beyblade on the thing as well? It was on Cartoon
Network. Yeah, Beyblade.
Was that on Cartoon Network?
Yeah, I think so as well.
Beyblade was super cold.
Beyblade.
Super cold. Did you have Beyblades in school?
Yeah, we did. I brought my own stadium, fam.
Yeah. Oh,
I begged my mum for a stadium. Yeah. I was like, she got us Beyblade. I said, where's the stadium? I love you, mum. I appreciate it.
I had a fake Beyblade. Market Beyblade. I didn't have the money, man. Market Beyblade, fam. It still worked, though.
No, I got mine.
You just
got to
buy the attachments.
I got mine late. I can't lie. I got mine late.
Oh, man. I've been having Beyblades. What?
Beyblade was cold.
Instead of having the stadium, you have the wash basket. You turn it upside down. It has a ring on the outside.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, bro.
I didn't think of that at that time.
Because it's got little humps like that as well. It makes you sick.
I did not think of that, you know.
Once we bought one stadium, then it was like, we could have just done it on a wash basket. It makes sense.
Mm, Beyblades, bro. We should bring that back. We say you guys brought some Beyblades in there.
You know what? We're going to do an episode of old school games. We're gonna do Beyblade,
Yu-Gi-Oh!
We're gonna do Money Up. We're gonna do what else?
Pokemon.
Patball.
Dungeons and Dragons. you never play Dungeons and Dragons?
Never.
I must be the nerd in the room. Never mind.
Never. The closest I got to that was watching Lord of the Rings.
Dungeons and Dragons was cold, fam. Are you dumb?
Lord of the Rings is cold.
Nine, yeah, the dice with nine sides on it, fam.
You've never watched Lord of the Rings?
was not on that demonic stuff. When
it's not demonic, fam.
It's not demonic. What are you talking about?
Harry Potter, but we never watched Harry Potter.
So you've never watched Harry Potter? Mm. Oh my days. What is going on? You've never watched Harry Potter? Any film?
No. I think he's watched the third one. I think that'd be the most interesting one for him.
Brother, he's just told us he's not watched no Harry Potter
but
film.
If he was to watch one, which I don't think he's going to, but if he was to watch one, the only one I think he should watch is the third one.
Yeah. When it's What's the third one?
When it's the different schools going against each other
in
a tournament, which I think is something he would like because it's a
he's not going to do
battle to the death type of thing.
To this day, he still ain't watched Black Panther. He's not.
I watched Black Panther. What are you talking about?
When
I watched one and two.
When?
What do you mean?
You I already told you, bro.
I already told you this time ago.
Now we're podding.
I told you this time ago.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
though.
I did. We even said this on a pod, fam. I watched the time ago.
Both of them.
I watched both of them.
Oh, what'd you think? Then I get the rundown,
bro. I did. That's what I'm saying. I already told you guys.
Nah, I don't remember this.
And if no, it's only two.
There's two.
Two. Yeah, I watched both.
There's
of
only
them.
Two.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't remember. This is news to me.
Acting brand new. Right?
Nah, that's crazy. I don't remember.
Yeah, I watched both of them still.
So what do you think?
I had a good film still.
Oh.
I understand the hype. I understand the hype for the first one especially.
Yeah.
I understood it still. Yeah. But to be honest, really and truly, like when you think about it, who's the evil brother again?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, Killmonger, whatever his name is.
Really and truly, he's the right one. Like Black Panther is really wrong.
It's not wrong. It's just different, like his dad is.
He went and smoked his dad.
They smoked his dad. Was doing wrong, innit? His dad was lying. His dad was doing wrong. He wasn't doing wrong.
He was trying to get out.
His dad was trying to get their technology and everything out there to the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But obviously, his dad didn't want that because
try and help other black people.
Yeah,
and they were like, no. It has to stay with us.
Yeah, because it's like Vibranium has to stay within here. Because if it goes out, like,
It can't be controlled.
So
his dad's point was to help empower other black people.
You have a good idea.
Yeah.
But are you sure you're going to execute it right? Like, there's a lot of things you got to think about, like pros and the cons.
It was dangerous.
It is dangerous. Vibranium is the most toughest thing in the world right now.
Yeah. But I hear what you're saying. Like, it was like he wanted. The greater picture of it was to help the whole continent, essentially, innit? But how it went about and what he did to him, and then his son was cast out, and then he came back, and then did
it. Yeah, it was good. I agree. So you're right. So the unsung hero is his dad.
It's like it's meant to be like one way, but really and truly, the other way would have helped everyone.
But I
understand, but
Killmonger's like, done one,
though. A good film.
He's done one at the end of the day.
Black Panther's cold.
And then the second one,
with the sister.
Yeah.
Shuri.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No. They're both good. Like, I can't lie. The first Black Panther, I understood the hype. Like, when I watched it, I was like, I get it. Still.
This is cold.
Good to hear, man.
Even the fight scenes, I was like,
yeah.
Look at him smiling. It's like a proud uncle.
It's cold still.
I'm glad you watched it, though, man.
Well, you know, later, I watched it, you know, a few months ago, you know.
Actually, don't remember.
Probably even last year.
Did you tell me?
I told both of you. I said it on the pod.
Oh.
I said it on the pod as well. I told you.
Fair.
And I said it on the pod as well.
Fair. If you did, then my bad.
Go check the
stacks. Now I've got to go find the clip.
Check the stacks.
Fair enough. What's coming out then? What films are coming out?
But yeah, Harry Potter. Sorry, just to say.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna watch Harry Potter. I can't believe you watched Harry Potter.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of Africans out there that can relate. When you were younger or growing up, your parents ain't letting you watch that. Which
my mom didn't watch it either. But as I got older, I just watched it for myself, innit?
But then I've just never been motivated after to watch. So Lord of the
Rings. That's crazy.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, I hear it. Yeah.
You can skip that. It's more for like my sisters and their age, like the nearly 40s. It was for them.
Whoa, then.
No, Lord of the Rings was around.
You're never know when they're 40, bro. You're not them.
But I've watched Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but it was made for them.
Made for who?
My sisters who are 40.
What are you talking about, bro? Lord of the Rings ain't like 30 years
it
old.
It came
bro.
Out roughly around the same
when
time.
My sister
I
was
that
like,
as a youth.
When my sister, yeah, we were like 6, 7 when it came out. My sisters
no,
were 19.
We was not. Let's fact check that. Because we like to say a lot of things on this pod and not fact check them. When did the first Lord of the Rings come out? It came out in the 2000s. Surely.
2001.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So how old were you?
I was 9.
And I was 6 or 7, bro. So what would I say wrong?
But I'm saying it didn't come out a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
No, but I'm saying like, I wasn't a baby.
I didn't say he was, like, baby.
I could watch the film. I could go to the cinema and watch that film.
I just said it was made for my sisters. It wasn't aimed
at us. Why was it made for your sisters? Because they were just older.
It was made for their target. At 6, 7, we weren't reading Lord of Rings. Was a book. They learned about Lord of Rings in school and things like that. Okay, it got converted into a film.
People watched the movie though.
Yeah, but people watched the movie.
In 2001, we weren't caring about trilogies
ever.
Nah, that's not true. I knew bare people that watched Lord of Rings.
Lord of Rings is cold. Lord of the Rings
crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Lord of Rings came out in 2001, bruv. Yeah, you were still in secondary school. Listen, no, primary school.
I remember The Matrix when it first came out. And that's around the same time as well.
Yeah, but when did you watch it though? It didn't come out straight away.
I watched it when it came out.
You were at cinema to watch it?
Yeah.
Matrix wasn't like a rated film.
It was 18.
No, it was not.
Matrix was 18. Yes, it's got killing in there, bro. What do you think? What? You have parental, you need someone to go, you know, adult with you.
No, PG and 18 is different.
It was in 1999 and it was rated. I'm trying to rating for it. Came out in 1999. I don't know what I'm trying to rate for it.
Matrix 18? Nah, I don't remember Matrix being 18.
I'm 100% sure.
Most films that have like 18 have, it's like proper gory and that.
Mm.
Like you see someone getting stabbed and...
It's rated R.
Yeah, so you can go with a parent. You can go with an adult.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. You still got to go with an adult. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I never went by myself.
Yeah,
I didn't say you did. I'm just saying, like, it's a adult film. So you still got to have parental guidance to go with you to watch. You can't just, let me get a ticket, big man at 14. And walk up in there. No, it's still got killing in there. You still got.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. But when I was a kid, with an adult.
Okay. Yeah, but Matrix is cold, man. I like it. Matrix is cold.
They ruined it now, though.
What was
I watched that? Yeah, I watched the latest.
Yeah, but
I went to cinema to watch that one.
Whack.
As well.
It's whack. It's difficult, but it's difficult though. Let you go, can't.
Bro. It's whack.
Bro. You can't, bro. It's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult. You can't revive that.
But that's what I'm saying. It's difficult. Just let it go, fam. Let it go, bro. It's for the money, it's the same thing with Equalizer as well.
Mm. Well, three.
Yeah, the first number one. Cold. Number two, cold. Three, number four. And then it's four.
I'm sure there's another one.
No, there's only three.
No, I'm sure there's four, bro. I think there's four.
I don't know.
Or maybe three.
The third one came out in cinema and that was it. He said it was done.
I'm not too sure. I can't remember. But I remember watching the first two.
Yeah, but Equalizer reminds me of Sherlock Holmes.
How?
With the have you seen Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've seen it, yeah? Remember when he's calculating how he's gonna punch at the Donny and he does it within like 18 seconds. And then Equalizer came out after that. Okay, so to me it was just like, it's kinda like a Sherlock Holmes with a black man.
Like Sherlock killed it though.
Yeah, he did, but like Sherlock Holmes walk into a room and he's got six Donnies around him and they're all pointing their gun at him. He's like, Ralph, I dodged this guy and go underneath.
Yeah.
Turn his gun, so he shoots him.
So who do you feel went out of fire, Sherlock Holmes or John Wick?
I never watched John Wick.
Oh.
You ain't seen John Wick? What's wrong with a Donnie, bro?
He don't watch nothing. He just watches battle rap. That's all he watches.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not dissing battle rap, but that's all he watches, man.
Battle rap's cold.
Have you not seen John Wick?
I don't know. I can't lie.
Big Matty can watch John Wick still.
I will.
What's that tonight, fam?
Brother, he's not watching.
I'm not watching tonight.
That's what I see.
Not tonight.
John Wick.
I just need to find where to watch it.
I'm sure that's on Netflix.
I can give you a website to watch all of them on.
Yeah. John Wick is cold. John Wick is cold.
Do you know what's cold as well? Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda. All right, but the ending for Kung Fu Panda 4 kind of threw me off.
Why?
The new one that just came out.
Yeah, the new one.
I watched it with a little man.
I thought they could have done better.
Go on.
With the ending. I can't say too much. I ain't seen it. You're going to watch it, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say too much. But I feel like at the end, they could have done better. From the beginning to
end. You think it was rushed a little bit?
Tiny bit.
I thought about that at the time. But overall,
it's a great watch.
Great film.
And then number five might come out as well.
I think they need to just...
No, but it's going to be Poe as... Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that they already got like these off shows of Kung Fu Panda. It's that, a series.
Yeah. But it's more like based on the Furious Five.
Yeah.
So it's the Furious Five get more of a shine.
What was number three? I don't remember Kung Fu Panda 3, you know.
You don't remember?
I don't think I've watched number three.
It was the Dove.
So the first one was the Grey Tiger.
Chow Long. Tai Long?
Yeah, something like that.
Tai Long.
The second one was with the... what's that animal called? Peacock. That's the second one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe am I? Third one?
I don't know the name. I'm just going by the animal. First one was the Grey Tiger. Second one was the Peacock. I don't remember the third one. And then the fourth one,
when he finds his daddy.
The third one, innit? I've not watched the third one. But the fourth one's with a chameleon.
Mm. Yeah. When he finds Papa.
That's an affair. Yeah, I've not watched the third one then.
You haven't watched the third one?
No, I've not watched the third one.
Funny.
I watched 1, 2, and 4.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Wow. That's mad.
I don't know why I skipped the third. I don't know. I can't remember it. But yeah.
That is.
Concrete Panda is one of the best films, bruv. What's the best trilogies then?
Insidious. Cold, one of the
you
coldest.
You think so, yeah? I don't know. Let me explain. Let me land.
What? Insidious is one of the coldest horror.
I never watched Insidious.
Of course not. You didn't watch Harry Potter. You fucking
ghost in the corner, man.
You don't know how I'm watching Insidious, man. It's scary, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, brother, it's the scariest film I've watched.
Yeah, so
that shit scarred me for about a week.
What am I watching it for? This guy's a weirdo. Just watching shit that'll scare you.
Insidious is quite old now, isn't it?
I know.
But the first Insidious, cold. Second one, cold. Third one,
yeah, wait, because it has to go back to the beginning. So it
kind of dropped the ball.
No. The first one is what's going on. That is peak. Yeah.
First one's peak.
Second one is like after what's happened in the first one.
Yeah.
And then the third one is explaining before it got to number one how it got to that place. So the fourth one now, bruv.
Fourth one ain't great, man.
It's
not better than the first two.
No. But the fourth one makes sense though because it's the woman in the first one.
No. Do you know what? It's great writing.
Yeah.
It's great writing, but it kind of lose it after three. Like, I think, well, for me anyway, they kind of lose it after three. But the first two, brother, you're losing sleep that night.
Fuck that.
General Kai.
You got to bun it up and watch cartoons for an hour after watching that film.
Fam, oh my days, yeah. When I saw that, the face.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity was the scariest.
Oh my days.
I think that's dead.
That was it.
What?
I think it's dead.
At the time.
The first one.
I think it's dead.
You're mad.
I think it's dead.
Paranormal Activity was crazy.
Okay.
No, I'm saying it was mad.
Okay. I thought like it was like
because that was the first film of its kind.
No. But when Insidious was out and then you saw Paranormal Activity, it's not the same.
Nah, so, Paranormal Activity was crazy. I can't even lie to you.
Insidious is scarier than Paranormal Activity. So when you watch Insidious, that's a baby thing. Isn't it? I'm not saying it's a baby thing, but the comparison is not the same. Though? I'm sure it's Insidious.
Insidious came out first, yeah? Okay.
So when, bro.
But the thing with Paranormal 2, it was ahead of its time because it was the film, it was based on a true story and it's like live footage kind of things. Like there's no films that came out like that. Yeah. So when you're watching it, you're like, oh my God, it's like, mad. Nah. It's crazy.
And that was enough for me. I'm not a scary movies guy. Fuck that. I don't understand how people get the thrill and all of that kind of crap. Nah.
So let me ask you a question, If Kelly Rowland came up to you, he's like, we're going to go watch a scary film, are you going to decline?
That's not my bag. I don't do scary movies. I don't watch scary movies.
You're going to be looking at me, man, trying to be like, oh, I've got you, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be flipping like this the whole time, bro. Like,
he'll be like, jumping. Even like Skippy Doo, and he jumps in Shaggy's arms.
I couldn't relax. That's the thing. Scary movies. I just never got the appeal of scary movies.
Yeah, nah, I hear it. I'm like that now. I would not watch a scary movie.
Yeah,
no. I love them, bro. Nice. Like I said, I love it. Do you know what it is? Maybe I'm a bit twisted in my head, but I laugh. When I see someone die, I'm like, yo, did you see that? Like,
you know what? I would rather watch like gory films. Do you see like Saw and them type of I'd rather watch that. I'll watch them all day long.
I don't know, you know.
Saw.
You've seen Saw?
Yeah, I've seen one.
Oh, okay.
I've seen one.
Well, Amanda. Amanda, yeah?
I think so, yeah. I'm not watching. I don't like that stuff as well.
Amanda got clapped in the neck with that Saw 3.
So what's your bag? Like, what's your film bag?
I'm not really a film kind of guy, fam.
Evidently.
Really,
what are you, a series?
If anything. I just watch YouTube.
I hear it, though, because I'm on YouTube.
Have you seen The Gentleman?
No.
The movie?
No. That's with, is that Bugsy?
Yeah, the movie. Have you seen the movie?
I think I've seen that movie.
When the man's got like a big weed.
Yeah, weed operation. Okay, I've seen it, yeah.
What's this? These are the films you watch. Yeah.
No. Don't diss
the
film.
The German is cold.
The German is cold.
Watch
it tonight.
Yeah, watch it. It's cold.
Watch the series on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Blow your mind. The first two episodes, I was locked in.
Okay.
Locked in, bro. And like the brother, piss you off. Okay. You don't even know him and you hate him. I know you're not going to like him.
Have you watched Shogun?
Shogun. Apparently it's Game of Thrones, but it should be.
Shogun is cold.
Yeah, I'm watching
Shogun.
It tonight.
It's on Disney Plus, Shogun. It's about like a samurai. It's like samurai type thing.
Chinese
like,
Empire, them time, dynasty.
Christians try to like take over like Japan. Like, it's great, it's mad. Coldest series out now. I've not even finished it.
They were saying it's supposed to be what Game of Thrones should have been.
And I never watched Game of Thrones.
I can't get into it, but it's too much incest.
Yeah, I never watched it.
Yeah,
you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
No, I watched the first episode, and bro, it's too much incest.
I never watched it.
Dad sleeping with daughter, daughter sleeping with uncle, brother sleeping with first cousin. What is going on, yeah, fam?
That's not what's
the last series I watched. C on Apple TV.
Apparently,
Aquaman. Aquaman, what's his name?
I know who you talk about.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, him.
Yeah,
C. It's on Apple TV. It's cold, so.
Oh, is I that think I've seen a trailer. On
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everyone is blind, but.
Yes.
But then a few.
It looks good still.
It's
cold.
It's cold. I finished the
whole apparently, that looks good. Apple TV's running things out of a series. They've invested a lot of money in there. There's
the series actually quite good on Apple TV.
I might have to do that
do you know
month.
Do you know what's back on Disney Plus?
Power Rangers.
No.
Oh.
X-Men.
Oh, which one?
X-Men
which
97.
One? The 97 one.
Oh.
Oh, I thought that was on Netflix.
Oh.
Disney Plus. Back to 97. And then new. It's like how it was back then when we watched it, mm-hmm. but it's new episodes.
Oh, okay.
So it's not even it's like not even running reruns. Old. No. Oh, okay. They're new episodes.
Okay.
But in that time.
How's that going to work?
I don't know. But I ain't watched it, but I'm going to watch it today.
Yeah, I'll watch it today.
No, you got to watch The Gentleman.
No, I'm watching Matt tonight. Joe, I can go on hold. Pause.
Who?
Gentleman, that's what it's called, The Gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
Can go on pause.
No, you got the movie, and you got the series.
So what are you telling me to watch, the movie or the series?
You got to watch the movie first
okay.
to get the series.
Okay, what's that on?
Netflix.
Okay, cool.
One's on, I think the Gentleman movie's on Amazon, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm gonna lie, Netflix are a pound away from me unsubscribing. I can't lie. You can't keep raising these prices every few months, bro. They're a pound away.
How much is it now?
Brother, it's about £17 now. No, £18
now, yeah, for a normal standard user.
Brother, if they raise it one more, if they raise it by 20p, I'm unsubscribing.
Do you know what? I might even, do you know what?
Fuck Netflix,
I might even have to subscribe from Spotify, fam.
Bro?
What, leave Spotify?
Brother?
I might have to, bro.
Look, and I was fighting the fight how many years ago, telling you.
Has Apple Music gone up?
I think so. I don't know.
How much are you paying for Apple?
But I have it, it's like all inclusive. So it's like Apple One. Okay. So that comes with like, it comes with like data, comes with
I hate what you're saying.
And then it's like, yeah, so it's like, I don't know by itself what it would be.
Right. So how much is the package?
I think it's like 20 something.
Okay.
A month, 23.
It's not far off. I don't, obviously, Spotify,
what's your, how much you pay?
Apple TV as well.
18, something like that.
You pay 18?
I think so. Who
have you got yours on?
What do you mean?
I've got a family one, so that's what I'm paying. You got a family one too?
How much are you paying?
18.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a family
you
one.
You got a family
yeah.
as well?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. I'm not the only one using the Spotify.
Okay, I thought you was the only person using Spotify.
No,
bro.
Hell no.
I was like,
what?
It makes you sense for you to just, it makes sense. But I'm using a family one. I'm paying for everyone's one. Everyone.
Yeah, so family one is £18. But they raised it recently.
But it was originally, I think, £12.
Mm, yeah.
Then it went to 15. Mm-hmm. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now it's 18. Telling me 18.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify.
I'm sorry, listen, these places, they're a pound off from me unsubscribers. I don't need it that badly.
But I know Spotify are moving. They're trying to take away from YouTube, innit? They're trying to get away from YouTube because obviously they're trying to put music videos on there now and videos, innit? So obviously they need more money to invest, I guess, innit?
Yeah.
But if Spotify gets that right with the music videos and the podcasts, I think you ain't gonna need fucking YouTube anymore. Cause you'll get more money. No, you won't actually. No, do you get more money? No, you get less money. No, you're gonna keep YouTube. They're gonna keep YouTube.
You make more money on YouTube.
You make more money on YouTube, innit?
Mm. But then Spotify just gonna have to pay the creators.
No, Spotify, you get more money on Spotify, but you have to get more plays. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's like for for every 1,000 views or something, it's like what, 10p or something?
Yeah, something mad cheap.
But YouTube,
I don't know what the algorithm's
I might haven't got to YouTube Red Demon have convinced me.
Damn.
But yeah,
Spotify is looking like that.
I'm telling you, they're pound off.
I'm more than happy.
Spotify and Netflix are a pound off.
I'm more than happy with my Apple Music, man. I'll tell you that, bro.
I can't lie, yes. Netflix has never got no money for me. Not once in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Netflix has never got no money for me in my life.
Do you know what it is, I don't even bother asking you anymore for Netflix. I don't even care about it like that. I don't even care. God, even in the Netflix, it's like, because it just keeps logging me out. So I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, I don't know why it does that.
Because it's a different
household, but
yeah,
it does it too much.
Yeah, but you can save the household. Yeah,
like it'll stay on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
But on my laptop, it won't.
It doesn't.
Or yeah, because on my TV.
Yeah, how many devices are logged in?
Listen, I'm not trying to incriminate.
That's why.
He's not talking about me.
I just saying
about someone else. I'm doing general. It's not my car. My car's fine.
But obviously, if you've got four devices,
I only use my TV in my room.
And you've logged in, if he's got, I don't know, say example, Marco's got three devices and you've got four and you've logged into your phone. Now you've tried to log into your laptop, it will then log out the last one. But you know,
it's my phone and my laptop actually normally are fine. It's the TV that it constantly asks for things.
Yeah, so
but you can still use it.
Yeah, okay, it's just that if there's four devices locked onto it and you've already got two on your phone, one on your laptop, and he's got two on his laptop, and then you've logged into your TV, one of them got to get taken off.
Yeah, no, that happens. Because if someone logs into my account, and then when I try to go on it, I now have to log in. So yeah, what you're saying makes sense. But it don't happen because...
Allegedly.
I'm a legitimate user of Netflix.
I don't even bother. I got even a thing with my contract. I've got like Paramount.
Paramount's good, you know.
And it's actually good.
I was this close to subscribing to Paramount the other day.
I got like 2 years free Paramount. I was like,
what? You got what?
2 years free.
How the hell did you get 2 years free?
It comes with a contract.
On your phone? Slide that my way, bruv.
Nah, Paramount, I like that. I start watching Halo.
This guy,
look
bro.
Who he watches, bro.
Halo.
Look who he watches.
Were you an Xbox boy?
Huh?
Were you an Xbox boy?
No, not really. Actually, I had an Xbox, but I had an Xbox 360.
It was 360.
So, no, yeah, I didn't have the original one. Oh, my cousin had the original one.
Talk about gaming, yeah. Have you not seen this what's the girth thing?
Oh.
Why? Whoa. Philly and H. Philly and H on Pro Clubs.
That was crazy.
Philly and H on Pro Clubs have got a football team called Something Can Girth FC.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was watching a clip the other day, yeah, and apparently it's not real, but obviously it wasn't real until Philly clarified it, but apparently H was talking to.
Oh, he was talking about his mum.
Yeah, apparently he was spitting in her mouth, telling her she's a dirty bitch. Yeah, that was apparently H beat Philly's mum, and she was like, "He was like, where's your son, you dirty bitch? Me spitting your mouth." And then another person was like, "Oh, is that the video you showed me the other day?" And he was like, "Yeah, that's the video of me the other day. I was in her guts, yeah, the dirty hole."
H was saying this.
Yeah, about Philly's mum.
Philly's mum.
Was this an interview or something?
No, bro. I'm just gonna find a clip for you, fam. It's hilarious, bro. So basically, yeah, he's just talking about.
Does Philly know?
Yeah, Philly was on. It was online. They're streaming. They're all streaming together.
And what did he say?
He was silent. But obviously he clarified it was just banter in it. But I'm like,
no, man. You can't.
I'm not gonna lie. You might come banter like that about my mum.
I wouldn't even think about battering like someone's mum like that, fam. Damn. You know, no, but do you remember back in the day in school? Yeah, someone would say something. Oh, that's not what your mum said. Like, you know them little throwaway ones.
Yeah.
But the way you're talking is like.
You found it.
No, can you remind me?
Delicioso.
Ah, it's loading.
So they have a football.
You swag. Sit down, take this dick. Come here. Spit in your fucking mouth, dirty hole. Where's your son?
Where's your son, bruv?
What's going on?
Is that that video you showed me yesterday?
Remember that video?
Oh my god.
What is going on?
So basically, they got a Pro Clubs team called Girth and Turf FC. Yeah, they just signed Wayne Rooney.
They just signed Wayne Rooney.
So basically, obviously. That's how they banter in their group, innit? That's how they banter, innit? And I'm just like, nah, bro, you can't banter like that about my mum. I'm sorry, bro. Man said you spat in her mouth.
He said, you dirty little whore.
But it's your son.
And Philly's not said nothing.
So it's banter, innit? It's banter.
Shut up.
It's all made up.
It's not real, but we as the public wouldn't have known. Yeah, it's made up, innit? But. It took him yesterday to be like, yeah, guys, it's not real.
Yeah, he had to put a statement out.
Yeah, he had to put a statement out. It's not real. Like, just how we banter, innit? If you don't like it, don't watch it, innit? But I'm like, I love the mandem, yeah?
Philly's weird, bro.
Bro, I love the mandem, but you can't batter my mum like that. I'm sorry.
I used to be a fan, innit? Like, when he used to do Sunday stories back in the day, I used to tune into what Philly used to do, innit? But the more success he's got, bro, the weirder this guy has become. Really? Weird, bro. He's weird, fam. I don't tune into nothing he does, bro.
So you don't Chunks and Philly?
No.
You don't watch Chunks and Philly?
No.
That's a good podcast.
No.
They had.
I think Philly's weird, bro. He's a weird guy, fam.
He's weird.
He's weird, man.
I should feel like Colombian, fam. Ecuadorian.
He's
feel like Ecuadorian, fam.
He's weird. He just does weird stuff, man. I just don't.
Like, what, though? I don't think he does anything weird. Nothing weird like Chunks doesn't do. Like,
just his mannerisms and stuff. Like, I think it's weird, bro. Like, he's definitely changed to what he used to be like. And it's just weird, fam. Like, with all the fame. I don't think he's acting. I think he's really him. But I think it's weird, bro. Like, it's not for me, innit? Like, I'm not like cussing him out. It's like, it's just not for me. Like, the content that he does now, it's just not for me. So I don't tune into nothing that he does. I don't tune into nothing that even Chunks does as well. Like, none of them, bro.
Chunks is humble with it. Like, I've seen that Chunks had to reevaluate his life at one point, because even Chunks was like, I bought a dolly only because Philly called him up and said, yo, big man, where's your dolly? Why haven't you got one? So he's like, he went to the jeweler the next day to say, listen, whatever he's got, I want something more expensive. Do you know what I mean? But he said it's because of the lifestyle. Look, you get caught up in it. But
I hear it. That's like, but it shows. It shows, like, the mannerism changes. And it's like that's not really you.
But
like,
I think it's hard to judge, though, because we're not in a position. So
I'm not in it, but I'm just saying, as a viewer, it's not for me. It's just not for me. That's all.
Harry Pinero and Philly are a lot more complementary to each other than I feel like with Chunks and Philly. Personally, for me, with that, the Man Summers. Didn't you watch the Man Summers?
Man Summers is a good series.
Man Summers, you need to watch Man Summers. YouTube, Donnie, that's for you, brother. Yeah, it's a good series. The Man Summers is a good series.
I think that's the last thing I've watched Philly do that I liked.
And then he's doing the thing with that the girl, the white, I can't remember her name, the white girl.
Chloe.
Is it Chloe? Maybe. And then him and her are doing this gym workout, like, thing where people meet, it's like dating at the gym, dating at the gym type of thing. They've got their new channel as well, but yeah, I feel
like not for me, man. I'll be real. Do you know who's cold now? I even subscribed. Young Ads. He's got a YouTube channel.
Oh yeah. I watch Young Ads. I watch Young Ads on YouTube.
I finished all his vlogs at one work shift. I swear, because they're about what, 15 minutes each video. It's vlogs, innit? So obviously,
so which one did you like the most? Like,
six videos out, innit? Huh?
Which one did you like the most?
Do you know what made me laugh the most? When he went to A Jewelers.
Oh yeah.
A Jewelers was like,
mashallah, brother.
Is this what you're gonna do on camera? Yeah. Man, I had no choice but to throw up 10 bags.
Mashallah, brother. Allah's bless you. All this. That's you got bust down Rolly. You see, you're doing well. Yeah. You see me? Yeah, big him up still.
Nah,
I like the hotel thing, though. The hotel thing was brazy.
You know,
the
worst hotel in London. And then he went to the Shard. That is like, he went to the worst hotel in London. It was just like, it's bad. It's very bad.
It's bad, bro.
He didn't even stay the night. I think he went there just
look around.
What was like, nah, I'm not staying.
Bro, he said he's been to Bando's nicer than that.
Yeah. He said his bandos are like
I've been to Nitty's houses. He's like, Lord, let's stay for the night. I ain't going up and down, but like, I just said, we're to sleep. But he's like, I can go to a bando now that's like five star.
Yeah, compared to this.
Compared to this, bro.
But nah, his vlogs are good, though.
No, I like
the one where he was done with the fans and he took them like Top Golf.
Oh, yeah. And was in the studio with them as well. Yeah, that one's good. I think the first one's the best one.
Which one's the first one?
When he's trapping out the old two for three nights.
I think I've seen that.
Trapping at the old two for three nights, fam.
Literally, the show, go back,
up all night, record, fam.
It's mental.
But Benzino's got one as well, though. So check it out.
Who? Benzino's got a
LB.
Oh, okay.
LB, that's his name in it. Benzino. That's his real name. Whatever he's calling it.
That's his new name
in it. Benzino.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's who I'm tuning in.
Young Ads is good on there. Yeah. Like, I'm eating some sea bass, I'm eating some lobster, I'm eating some fried rice. Like, bro.
Took a fan to the Moss as well.
Yes, he did. And then I think he wanted to convert because the way he was like, it was really nice. Like,
yeah,
brotherhood. Do you know, not me. I'm saying the fan. Not me. The fan awesome. Looks like the fan wanted to convert because he's like, the brotherhood's nice and he fasted with them as well. So he's like, yeah, it's like a brotherhood and I liked it, brother. So it was nice. Watching it, so seeing a different religion was nice.
Yeah. No, it was a good watch.
Listen, Young Ads is cold, actually.
But yeah. I think that's it, people. And is there anything else that we've missed?
I hope everyone had a good 420.
I definitely did. I was just chilling, though, to be fair.
As most people probably would on 420.
Yeah, I was chilling.
I didn't celebrate it, bro. This is 2 weeks.
That's a US thing though, isn't it?
No, Hyde Park was a cloud yesterday.
No, I know, but I'm saying the tradition of 420 is like a US thing, no? Like they celebrate it out there
thing.
More so.
I think it was like a... Like,
is it a damn thing?
I think it was like a damn... It was like a damn thing or something like that. Someone... I don't know who came up with it, but I know it wasn't American. But Americans blew it up. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, fair play.
Because before it was legal in America, it was only legal in certain countries. Like even Canada. Apparently when Canada made cannabis legal, the crime rate went down for like 70%.
I don't know why the UK hasn't followed suit.
Because the UK is the mass producer for cannabis around the world. Okay. So they make money from it. So they, if they made it illegal, they would, the government would lose money on it.
But it's illegal though. So they're not making money off cannabis now.
They are. So they're producing it and selling
it. That CBD you're talking about.
No, cannabis. Like the plant. They've got plant. Okay. The government's got plant farms right now and they're producing for the US, other places, Spain, them things like that. But if they were to make it legal here, now the government loses our money. Obviously they can tax everyone off of it, but they can make more money now. They're making more money now because obviously wholesale, sell it, countries can buy it from them and things like that. Where now, suppliers can just go to CJ as an example and get it cheaper than going for the government.
Fair. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You could buy 6-9 boxes as an example. I'm just hypothetically speaking, guys. Yeah. 9 boxes maybe for like 15k, yeah? From CJ, where you got 9 boxes from the government, yeah? You got 24. It's a big difference. And the quality might be even stronger from CJ. Because he wants you to come back. But the government is just trying to give you something to sustain you with. So you know what I mean? Do your research, guys. Do your research. If it was legal, hypothetically, I would have a shop within 24 hours.
Hey, everyone will, yeah.
There'd be bare shops that would just stop.
My shop would be open and running within 24 hours.
I swear Big Nasty's got a...
Medical, yeah.
But he's like a gymnasium, innit? He's got a gymnasium that, like... I don't know how it works. But he's got, like a sauna or, like, a steam room that's, like, infused with... smoke CBD or some sort of thing, but apparently like it's really good. So
I'm telling you, bro.
There's a market for it, obviously.
I'm telling you, bro.
It's just not in this country for now, anyway.
It's a $12 billion industry. $12 billion.
I don't know if they'll make it legal.
I don't think so.
Do you know what we should get into? And I think you don't make me laugh, yeah. But I feel like we should really buy wigs and sell them. You think I'm joking, innit? $70 billion a year is spent on wigs and cosmetics.
Who?
What do you mean?
You said they spend 70 billion. Who's they?
Girls.
Oh.
70 billion a year.
On wigs.
On wigs and cosmetics. Guys, come on. Come here.
I'm just not that invested in wigs.
You don't have to be, bro.
I mean, we just give the money. I want to start off a company. I want to kind of be invested in the company.
We just give the money to the people that know about the wigs. And then we just get our profit at the end of the day. Think up, bro. Anyway, we'll talk about it off camera.
Right. You draw up a business plan.
I've got a business plan on my phone.
There we go. But yeah, all right, let's get out of here, man.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah,
let's get out of here. Yeah. Guys, people, thank you for tuning in. Like, comment, share, subscribe. If you haven't got your tickets, then I don't know what you're waiting
yes,
for.
Yes, May 26th.
May 26th. There's about a month and some change left. There's not a lot of tickets
there's
left.
There's a poster on CJ's face right here. Yeah. There's a poster.
Get your tickets, man. Because
the link could
on
be somewhere.
The day... My phone will be on do not disturb. You don't shout. Don't walk there and think you're going to get a ticket on the door. Save yourself the embarrassment. Security will not let you
in. Are we selling tickets till maybe the hour before the event is finished?
The tickets will be available up until a couple of hours before the event. But if the tickets sell out before the May 26th, there's no more tickets.
It's true.
So get your tickets now. What are you waiting for?
Get your tickets for real. Get your tickets for real. Get your tickets. My phone's going off right now. Look, someone's just messaged me saying, look, I've got my ticket. I swear to you.
Yeah.
Several people.
That's what I'm saying. So tickets are selling out. So like I said, I don't want to hear, oh, I couldn't get it. The tickets have been out for about nearly like 2 months now. So you snooze, you lose. Literally.
Trust me.
But yeah, anyways.
Their phone's going to be, they're going to have their phone. My phone's going to be at home. They're going to have their phone.
I'll have my phone. I'll open a message and ignore it.
Damn.
My phone's going to be
seen. That's what you'll see.
My phone's going to be at home. Don't even call me. Smoke signals.
Yeah. We'll be too busy anyway, man. So
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Trust me, guys. Yeah, but Just to let you lot know, unlimited rum punch for the first 2 hours. Yeah, yes. It's a Jersey theme. Mm-hmm. You see me, guys? Yeah, it's a games night. It's not no 21 days and all that malarkey. You're gonna be bust a sweat. You see me? You know what I mean? You're gonna have to be rumbling, tussling. There might be arguments, there might be debates. You see me? It's gonna be a hypeness. So don't miss out. You see me?
Yep.
Don't miss out.
100%. But yeah, anyways, people. That being said, in a bit.
In a bit. Peace.